There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Shanti, bhoge, roga bhayam, sensual pleasures, they are associated with fear of diseases. Kule jyoti bhayam, those people who belong to prominent dynasties, they are always afraid of losing their status. Vitte nupalat bhayam, those who are rich are afraid of being taxed by a king or government. Shastre Vadi Bhayam, those who are learned and those who have read scriptures, they are always afraid of arguments and debates. Gune Khalo Bhayam, those who are virtuous, they are afraid of wicked people. Kaye Krutantat Bhayam, those who have got body, beautiful body, they are afraid of death. Mane Dainya Bhayam, honorable people are afraid of being poor. Bale Ripu Bhayam, those who are powerful, they are afraid of their enemies. Rupe Jaraya Bhayam, those who are beautiful, they are afraid of old age. Sarva Vastu Bhayanvita, everything that is there in this world is associated with fear. Bhuvi Nodam Vairagya Meva Bhayam, Vairag is the only thing which is without fear. Baba teaches us unlimited disinterest. It's not about renouncing things. It is not about giving up this thing or that thing. It's about understanding the uselessness of things. It's about understanding the futility of things. It's about house cleaning. It's about cutting the ropes. It's about throwing off the garbage. In yesterday's Murli also we heard, Baba defined Vairagya, the unlimited disinterest. You just become disinterested in things. You have lost interest in things. They have become waste for you. You are no more interested in them. This lack of interest, this losing of interest, this disinterested attitude is termed Vairagya. Scriptures describe four stages, not the types, stages. Yatman Vairagya. This is the initial stage of Vairagya, where a person realizes that all the sorrows, all the sufferings that I am having is my own doing. It is my own attachment which is leading to sorrow, suffering, pain and misery. The person realizes that I am the main culprit. The blame game ends, and the soul realizes that my sorrow is the result of my actions. My present state is the result of my past. So this deep sense of realization is termed Yatman Vairagya, where you understand that these sensual grooves, the moment you enter into this sensuality, you come out with nothing but frustration. The second is Vyatirek Vairagya, where you develop detachment for many things and you no more enjoy them, because you have realized with your own experience that this enjoyment is really death. It's merely an enjoyment for the namesake, but deep within, it brings anxieties, it brings fears, it brings sorrow. So you get detached from few things. But then there are few attachments still left. There are some enjoyments you want to enjoy. There are some indulgences still, and they pull you and they attract you. And you come under the sway, under their sway. But then, the moment you come back to your senses, you repent. So this is the state where you have developed detachment for few things, but there are few things that still attract you. And the yogi passes through all these stages. The third stage is Ekendriya. Ekendriya Vairagya is when the mind is focused and most of the senses are under your control, almost 95%. But there are times when you succumb, when you get defeated. But then every defeat is associated with deep sense of repentance. Even whilst indulging in it, you know that I should not. Even whilst enjoying those sensual pleasures, there is a feeling within, these are not for me. There is a feeling within that I'm not supposed to do this. But yet, the addiction is deep. The habit is deeply ingrained in the cerebral cortex. And the fourth stage is Vashikar. This is the state of absolute Vairagya. Then nothing tempts you, nothing attracts you. You move in this world as if Jivan Mukta. You move in this world as if totally free. That is the highest form of Vairagya. That is the highest form of disinterest. Nothing tempts you. Because you have seen in your journey so many things. You have seen what happens when you become slave. You have seen what happens when you are master. The experience of being master and the experience of being slave, both are with you. And slavery is associated with sorrow, deep pain. And we understand also that things are not after us. We are after things. This is mind. These are objects or persons or things and or wealth. Who is after whom? Man is running after these things, or these things are running after man? A saint was going by along with his disciples, and he sees a man is dragging a cow. A man is dragging a cow. So the saint stops with his disciple and asks his disciples, who is dragging whom? There is a man, and there is a rope, and there is a cow. The man is carrying the cow. So the disciple says, naturally, the rope is in man's hand. So man is master and cow is the slave, and man is dragging the cow. So the saint says, now let us do an experiment. He takes a scissor and cuts the rope, and the cow runs away. She was never interested in this master. It was the master who was interested in this cow. It was the master who was bound to this cow. It was the master whose mind was in the cow. But cow was never interested in you. The objects are never interested in you. The things are never interested in you. The persons are never interested in you. The objects, the wealth, Nothing is ever interested in you. When the mind gets detached, things leave you on their own. You feel people are interested in me, but in fact nobody is interested in you. People get heart attack when their followers of social media suddenly reduce. To give up the shores, to give up the attachments, not because somebody is forcing you, not because somebody has told you, but you understand the wastefulness of things. You understand the damage that has occurred because of things, the damaging effects, the harmful effects. Person gives up a particular food, why? Because he realizes that this is disturbing. It is snatching away my energy. So he gives up one day. So you give up things only and only when you realize the wastefulness associated with it. You give up the things only when you realize the damage it has done to you till now. You give up things only when you get something better. So how to develop or maintain that sense of vairag all the time? The graph of disinterest is never stable. It comes, it goes, it comes, it goes, it comes. In the morning it is too much at the peak, and gradually throughout the day it starts coming down. By evening or night it's gone. Senses are calm in the morning and gets agitated at night. Just as in the medical field, in obstetrics, jokingly they say that most of the deliveries takes place at night because uterus is active at night. The labor pains go on the whole day, but the ultimate delivery takes place at night. So what are the methods, the means, the ways, so that the disinterest, vairag, becomes our very nature? First, defects of sensual pleasure. Sensual pleasures are not without defects. Sense gratification is not without defect. When you can see with your penetrating eyes, if I take this, this happens. If I eat this, this is the result. If I take this, this corrupts the system. It makes me heavy. It makes me sleepy, groggy, dull. I feel tired. And if I take this, I feel energetic. So you begin with a logical mind and understand things. What to take, what not to take. What to do, what not to do. So see the defects of sensual pleasures. That is the first method. Then, Swadhyaya, read about disinterest. Read more and more about it. Read about other people, how they developed disinterest in this world. So reading. Just as Baba said in yesterday's Murli, the very foundation and the very support of tapasya is unlimited disinterest. Because you have made these shores your support. Give up all the shores. Swadhyaya. Third, satsang. Go and seek the company of holy men. When you go in the company of holy men, they are pure vibrations penetrate you. Their high stage inspire you to become like them. The holy atmosphere is electrically charged atmosphere. We are just like mobile phones. This phone does not require further material to add. It is already made. It doesn't eat. It doesn't drink. What it needs is charging. This body is also like that. It just needs charging. So your soul also needs charging and body also needs charging. In yesterday's Murli, Baba had said to teachers, you have become in charges, but do you know what is the meaning of in charge? In charge means one who is able to charge oneself and charge others. That is in charge. What charge? Electrical charging or spiritual charging? Divine charging, spiritual charging, you get recharged. All your lost enthusiasm has come back to you. A new enthusiasm for doing a powerful Amritvela. A new enthusiasm to become bodiless. A new enthusiasm to give up everything which is related to body and enter this arena of soul. to experience divine love of God. Yesterday Baba said, the flowers are upon you. You are showering flowers upon me. So feeling that shower of flower of divine love upon me. Satsang. So wherever possible, whenever possible, go and seek the company of spiritual souls, like-minded souls who are seriously interested in doing serious sadhana, not those wishy-washy aspirants who come here just for superficial entertainment and some tickling sensation of bodilessness, of some gush of divine love, and then they go away satisfied that we have attained a lot. And the next is smaran. Keep remembering life, death, birth, disease, old age, all the time. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, are you ever ready? Death can come to you at any time. Ready for what? Baba has taught us the art of living, but he has also taught us the art of dying. How to die? So when you die, the knowledge should be in your mouth. The water of knowledge. You should be in Madhuvan. You should be in the company of Brahmins. Your mind should be filled with remembrance of Baba. Tap pran tan se nikle. That time, you drop the mortal coil. So, smaran. Satsang. Swadhyay. Sensual pleasure defects. Then you develop vairagya. Then, sthan, places. You should visit certain places. These places will induce in you a sense of deep vairagya. Like mortuary, cemetery, funeral places, hospitals, burn wards, cross. What else you should visit? Go in those crowded huts. Poor huts, the scenes of poverty, the scenes of natural calamities, the scenes of suffering, the scenes of misery, the scenes of torture, everything that fills your mind with vairagya. Then there are positive places as well. You should go and visit them, pilgrimage places and many such places. There are two types of places. High vibrational places and low vibrational places. Places with high prana, places with low pranic energy. Places with high spiritual field, places with low spiritual field. The moment you enter these places with high prana, with high spiritual field, you feel elevated. You don't feel like to indulge in sensual pleasure. You automatically become bodiless. The moment you enter into low spiritual places, spiritual places with low vibrations, like crowd, like marketplaces, crowdy places, vicious places. You feel low energy. Automatically, you feel like to indulge in some sensual pleasure. Cinema hall. Yes. Nobody goes in cinema hall to do meditation. Or somebody goes. You go to gym not for doing meditation. The vibrations are for exercise. The vibrations are very different. You go to the playground, nobody sits there and do meditation. The vibrations are entirely different. Nobody goes in the mall and sits in meditation where you have so many tempting things around. You go there to purchase things. So there are vibrations of barter. There are vibrations of giving and receiving. There is a business going on around. So where there is business, there is no spirituality. There are low vibrations. So go to the places with high vibrations like temples, pilgrimage places, nature, river, mountains. Very high pranic energy. Where the prana is in abundance, you feel as if you are full. There is nothing lacking. The moment you enter the low fields. So go to these places, sthan, then sarvanash. Think of the destruction and the vairagya will come to you. And then swarg, heaven, think of the things which are happening in heaven and vairag will come to you. And last, Simran, remembrance of Baba. This is the ultimate weapon for Vairagya. Ishwari Anurag Vishay Virag. So you move towards him. Automatically, you move away from the west. If you go towards east, automatically you go away from west. How to develop Vairagya for west? Start going towards east. How to develop Vairagya for north? Start going towards south. So this is a simple method. Sarva vastu bhayanvita. Everything of this world is filled with sorrow. Vairagya meva bhayam. Vairagya is the only thing that makes you fearless. And total fearlessness is the beginning of spiritual life. So let this new sense of disinterest take birth in your heart. Om Shanti.